Now we have our second feature, which is the nostalgia article written by Derek James. He looks back at a visit from a very famous comedy duo. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
The theatre has gone. The hotel still stands but is used for other purposes, while the memories of two visitors 70 years ago remain. It was this week in February 1954 when a certain Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy arrived in Norwich to entertain the people of Norfolk and Suffolk at the dear old Hippodrome. People who were lucky enough to get seats said they couldn't believe their eyes when the curtains opened and there stood the most famous comedy act in the world. They were the lucky ones who'd managed to get tickets to see Stan and Oliver when they arrived in the city as part of a national tour towards the end of their career, during which they had made more than 100 films. Everyone who got to meet them said they were perfect gentlemen, always finding the time to chat to the fans and sign autographs. The famous photograph of the pair leaving the old Royal Hotel has been used time and time again, and as we know, they asked the taxi driver to take them to the stage door, not the front entrance, which was reserved for ladies and gentlemen. Opening in 1903, the former Grand Opera House had played a leading role in Norwich and Norfolk life, attracting the biggest names in showbiz in all kinds of weird and wonderful acts. The theatre was described as the handsomest place of amusement in the eastern counties, with unsurpassed variety entertainment in or out of London. Stars in the early days included Charlie Chaplin, Marie Lloyd, Gracie Fields, The Crazy Gang, and a whole collection of nude and rude shows, plus circuses with live animals. There was the display by the Russian wrestler who would take on members of the audience. And there was the time actor Howard Arundel stopped the comedy Glamour Girl because of the hecklers and warned them to shut up or he'd meet them outside after the performance. And they did shut up. In later years, the likes of Morpeth and Wise played the theatre, along with the Goons and dozens of top comedians. But by the late 1950s, times were changing. "Give yourself a round of applause," said compere Patrick Allen at the end of a recording for the Radio Luxembourg's quiz Shilling a Second at the Theatre in 1958, the last variety show at the Hippodrome. It became the Norwich Playhouse, but then closed. The council decided against restoring it and the demolition men moved in. Various features were sold off at rock-bottom prices. This building had played a leading role in city life, providing work for people, holding large public meetings and giving others the opportunity to see some of the biggest stars of the day. Today, people park their cars in the St Giles car park where the theatre once stood.